Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
T-Bro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, friend of the show, Papoose, back on again. He went from dropping literally an album every single month last year to now owning TuneCore.
I wish.
Head of hip-hop, though.
Yes, man. Shout out to TuneCore, man. I'm happy to be there.
So what does that mean? What does this job entail?
So many different things, man.
We taking notes because you know it's a young rapper, and I'm happy now because now y'all get to bother Papoose. Y'all ain't got to bother me no more. I'm handing it off.
It already started, man.
Whoever the young Papoose is, wherever you are, now he get a taste of what he used to do to us.
You're not lying. You're not lying. It already started, man. I'm doing so many different things, though. You know, I'm advising on brand strategies, chiming in on innovative technologies. I'm traveling a lot, talking to artists in different regions. You know what I'm saying? So there's so many things. I'm in the office every day, man. My first day was yesterday.
Yo, I've never seen someone look so happy to be walking into an office. Are you excited about like having the rhythm of like, I go do this every day?
I have a job.
Yes, man. I've been wanting this for a while.
Really?
I've been wanting this for a while.
I want to know why you wanted a job.
Because, you know, as you get older in the game, man, you start looking, you have different interests, and you want to make sure you're doing things that entail a career. You know what I'm saying? On another level. You know, I love hip-hop. I love rapping. That's always going to be my passion. But you want to elevate. You want to grow. And also, I want to use the knowledge and my experiences to help younger artists coming up as well.
What do people call you at work? Are you Pap?
Yeah.
You're just Pap.
My name may change, man.
Okay, no government.
Pap, for
first
the audience.
Pap, last name Oos?
Nah, man. Mackie. Papoose Mackie. Oh,
okay. For the audience, can you explain what TuneCore does?
Yes, TuneCore is actually the best and one of the largest distributors in the world.
It is.
Actually, we're the most international. You know, we have regions, we have representatives on the ground in 18 different countries across 5 continents and catering to artists' needs. Some of these other distributors, they distribute your music, but there's no one there to work it.
Even getting deeper into it, because a lot of people watching this have zero aspirations of putting out music. They just know you, they love your story, or they've heard a song of yours that they love.
Got you.
Saw a show, whatever. You said distributor. What are you talking about?
Okay. Distributor of music. So when you buy your favorite artist's music or you receive it on these digital platforms, TuneCore are the guys who's distributing it to them.
So they're the ones that get it from the artist or the artist submits it.
Yes.
They're the mechanism to get it onto Apple Music, Spotify,
right,
whatever.
So your favorite artists can make money and pay their bills. So TuneCore, we're also the only distribution company that gives 100%. So a lot of these other distributors, they claim that they give 100%, but they don't.
100%
of your profit. It's all yours. There's no one, there's no 80-20, there's no 70-30, no 60-40, none of that. So when you release your music as an independent artist, you make all of your revenue. You only pay to upload the music.
So, and what's that cost for, let's say I wanted to be a rapper now, and I'm going to put out a record. What's the cost for me to put my song up on?
$10.
So I pay TuneCore $10.
Yes, if you want
to
upload a song.
To use their platform.
Yes.
Boom, my song is everywhere.
Yes, and what TuneCore has done in conjunction with me, we did a campaign where we allow artists to pay $30 for the year, something around $30-something dollars or whatever, and you can upload as much content as you want.
So it's almost like I'm a subscriber to TuneCore,
yes,
and I can just go crazy.
It's the best option for all independent artists out there. You know, like I said earlier, these guys, they say they get 100%, but they use a middleman.
So,
and they're cutting your money. It's not the real revenue. They say they give artists 100% revenue, but they're cutting it, and by the time you get it, it's already diluted, so you're not really making your profit.
And I want to get into understanding that part of the business because I don't even understand that part. But I put out an album that has 10 songs. Am I paying $10 per song if I put out an album through TuneCore? So is that why it's better for me to go ahead and do the $30 for the year?
It's definitely better for you to do the $30 for the year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's another fee for a full album, but if you want to upload a song, it's $10.
Got it.
But a full album will be a little more, but it's your best option as an artist because you're not splitting your money with nobody after you done spent all this money in the studio, spent all your hard work on the road doing all this, and then you're splitting your profit. For what? You could come to TuneCore and make all that profit yourself.
When you go and you sit with an artist as a representative of TuneCore, what are you talking to most? What are most artists asking you? Like, because I don't even know, but for the purpose of this convo, there's people watching.
Right.
I need to figure out, A, how to get my stuff on the streaming platforms, but B, yes. what else do
well,
I need?
Well, so many artists have the mentality of, you know, they want to become successful. The first thing they think is, I need a record deal. Mm. And that's outdated, unfortunately. I'm sorry to tell everyone that's outdated. You don't need to sign your life away to no record label, and then you're signing your YouTube off. They're monetizing your YouTube. That's one of the first things these guys take from artists. And that's your bread and butter right there. You can make so much revenue off of that. So what I'm explaining to them is, you don't need to depend on anyone or look at this as a dream. You need to make this your reality.
Right.
And part of that process is, once you record your music, once you go into the studio and make that investment, now you release it through a place like TuneCore, where we have direct relationships with the DSPs. You understand? Mm-hmm. These other guys, they have a middleman, what they use as a clearinghouse, where they're cutting the revenue, and then it's not
paying somebody else to then talk
they're taking your money, they're doing what a middleman does, taking their profit, and then they give it to you. So it's not really the full revenue. When you go to a place like TuneCore, you release your music, and you're really independent.
Do you, so you put out 12 albums in 2022, correct?
Yes, yes.
And just for an artist watching this.
No, 21, wasn't it?
Yeah,
21.
21, exactly.
21
went fast.
How much did what, just because I know you look at literally every spend, and for you at home, Papoose understands from years of doing this, your losses, your profits, what I spent, what I'm a budget, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
One of those albums, let's just take the February album, cost you how much? Do you remember?
Oh, man, it didn't cost me anything. I have a studio in my home.
Okay.
So, you know, what artists pay for is studio time. The only thing I had to pay is to get it mixed and mastered.
Okay, give me a number.
Which is basic, next to nothing for me, man. I got relationships.
But let's say...
I don't want to downplay anybody's job. You know what I mean? The relationship me and my engineer has, he might not have with somebody else.
Well, I'm just
saying,
for someone learning out there that's like, yo, I have equipment in my house. I recorded my album. I need to get it mixed and mastered. How much does that normally cost? Rosenberg, you've done this before.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. To Pat's point, if you have a relationship, it could just be a couple $100 a song. Or you could spend $10,000 mixing an album. You know, it depends.
You can if you want to. But if you have a great engineer like I have, you know what I'm saying, and you got that relationship with him, I did 12 albums in 1 year.
Right.
I'm bringing you a lot of business.
That's
you understand what I'm saying? So we're working constantly. We work it out for a good fee. But credit to what Rosenberg said, yes, that's what it is.
So let's say your February album cost you $5,000 in total, okay? Mm-hmm. Hypothetical. You put that up on TuneCore, right?
Honestly, it didn't even cost me that much.
But I'm just throwing out numbers.
Got you.
How much money did you make? Because you said, you came on here and told us that 2021, when you dropped 12 albums, was the best you ever did in music.
It was the best thing I did for so many reasons. For so many different reasons.
Beyond monetary.
Beyond that, yeah. You just see, look at the opportunities it created for me, just being consistent. It kept me busy. The monetary game was amazing.
Kept Remy sane, you know? She didn't have to deal with Pat for a few hours.
No, remember, she came up here and was annoyed.
I always talk about this, man. I don't know if you remember, but I remember, because I always hit Ebro, because, you know, I don't want to say the other entity that he works at.
No, you can say Apple. I work at Apple.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's at Apple. Right. So, he's one of my friends that I reach out to when I drop a project. But normally, I probably drop a project or two a year. So I did January, which everybody tried to stop me. Then I dropped February. By the time I hit March, I sent him the project, and he hit me back. And he was like, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. You know what I mean? You're like disrupting the system, because I kept hitting him with a new album every month. So when he said that, I said, okay, I'm on to something. You know what I'm saying? I just kept going all the way through the year. And it was the best thing I ever did. You got to look at what happened. I started out releasing records by myself. By the time I came to October, it was me, Papoose featuring Fabulous. It was Papoose featuring Rick Ross, produced by Swiss Beatz.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Papoose featuring Lil Wayne, produced by Timbaland. Like, it just got crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Right, because people saw you working.
They saw that consistency.
When they saw you making, and that's something that I don't think a lot of artists factor in, is that people who work in the game and are making music, producing, engineering, mixing, working as DJs, doing whatever it is they're doing, they're coming to work every day. Like, they're trying to work. And so you just pop up like, yo, I want to be hot. Motherfuckers is like, okay, so does everybody else.
Yeah,
you ready to put in these hours, though.
There you go. And you can't cheat the grind. People don't understand that.
Right.
They want, like you said, yo, I want to get hot, and they want it instantly. You can't cheat the grind, man. It don't work like that. When you see somebody that's successful, 9 times out of 10, you don't see what's going on, them sleepless nights. You don't see that studio therapy that they're going through. So you can't cheat the grind, bro. You got to work.
You've done literally everything at this point. I don't know if you've even processed it. You've done everything in the game.
What you mean, like?
You were a mixtape rapper.
Which is true.
On the grind, independent. You got a major record deal.
Yes.
Right? You
Big Advance. Got the old school Big Advance.
The old school Big Advance.
When people actually started spending money, when they were excited to sign rappers with buzz.
Nah, it was crazy back then.
You've had, as an MC, had a viral moment.
Yes.
Like, meaning you'd created a rap moment, multiple moments, but specifically a lyrical moment that is probably going to be remembered forever, which is the alphabet rhymes and all of that shit, right? Even the Law Library series, right, of all of these things.
The NBA stuff.
The NBA, later, right? You've had years of not knowing what I was going to do next.
Right.
You've done reality show.
Yes.
Right? You know, now you've had another resurgence, like, and you've hosted radio at this point.
Yes.
You've been on tour, like, you've literally, and now you're in an office.
Yes.
So that's what I mean. Like, you've done every.
Nah, I see what you're saying.
It's a lot.
And I don't know if you stopped and really thought about it.
No, I haven't. Hearing you say it, I'm sitting here like, wow, man. It's a lot. It's a lifetime. Lifetime worth of work, man.
And so when you sit with an artist, what are most of the questions that they're asking you now?
I can give them so much. They're asking most artists, they're asking the basic things. Like, hey, I want to be independent. How do I get my records on Spotify, Apple Music? And like, they don't know that. They ask things like that. They're asking, how do I make money off of my music? Some of them ask that. They want to know how can they monetize. They don't even know these. Like, it's the basic things that artists don't know that I can pass on and help them out. But what I be trying to tell artists is, because they all want to get hot, like you said earlier, but just in case you get hot, you need to know what to do when you get hot.
Ooh.
Because
say it again.
That shit could, pardon my language, it turns into a roller coaster and you're done.
If you're not prepared.
Yeah, man. And I get emotional about that because I feel like I made those mistakes. You know what I'm saying? It's about knowing what to do when you get hot. That's the most important thing. So be ready and be mindful. Don't get big headed.
Well, you know, shout to the artist relations team that I work with at Apple Music. But one of the things that we always do is the artist comes or is getting, it's bubbling. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, yo, I want to do an interview. And we'll be like, okay, what's your plan?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Is there an album coming? When does it come out? What's the
next
thing?
It doesn't make sense to just do an interview because
okay, so now
you want to post it on your Instagram. That's not a reason.
Right. Like what's the other stuff? You going on tour? What's your plan? And most people don't have a plan.
See?
And that's, I think, you know, that's the business side of the game that I think people ain't ready to do the work on.
Also, a strong team. Very important. You got to have the right people around you. It's not just me. I got a team. And it took me a while to learn that part of the game as well. Right. You know, you can't do everything yourself. You know what I'm saying? You blink your eyes and it's you down the dark, man. you think you hot, you feel like you're on top, and they're going to make you feel like, and they're going to make you think you're on top.
Yeah.
They're going to cater you. They're going to go get your drinks, your food, and all of that. But the minute
that's cold,
that dies down, they ain't answering your call, bro.
And that must have been an interesting learning process for you, too, because you're sort of like the definition of you did it all. You know, Pat would get a record made, call the DJs himself, go out to promote yourself, bring this, like you did every. It's different learning how to then build a team, delegate, you know, give people their responsibilities.
Because you think you can do it all yourself. You
right.
know what I mean? But that all of that helped me as well because I learned certain things.
You learned every side.
I learned how it actually works. You know what I'm saying?
It's and you know what I forgot? You was a manager too. You helped manage Remy.
Thank God. Thanks
what
to
did
Remy
you learn from
Joe.
That?
I learned so much, man. I learned how to, how can I say it, not be on the court, but still be very be supportive. Like, I had to take my Papoose jersey off when she came home and put on my manager role, my manager hat. And I was booking shows. I learned how to do that. Mm. I was, so much. Shout out to her and Joe for giving me that opportunity. Just booking the shows alone. Promoters hated me, man. They hated my guts. They talk about it to this day. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't care. I know what it is. Everything has to be right. I got to make sure their safety is good. Mm-hmm. I got to make sure all their right is fulfilled. You know, their food, the fruit layouts, the turkey, the water.
The Starburst.
I got to make sure all of that is there. I got to make sure their money is right.
Yeah.
And
collected.
And I don't negotiate. The price is the price, bro. So you don't got to like me after this call. But if you want to book her for this event, this is the price. And we don't negotiate.
But you got to get in that. You got your feet wet in that.
I got my feet wet in it, and I learned how to work from behind the scenes on another level. You know what I'm saying? So I thank them for that always, because now I'm using that knowledge, you know what I'm saying, over here at TuneCore.
And the official title is?
Head of Hip-Hop.
Head of Hip-Hop.
Head of Hip-Hop.
Isn't it appropriate?
Yeah, I like
for
it.
Papoose?
I like it.
Nah, man, it's a great opportunity, man, and it's going to be great. I intend on elevating with it, man.
Now, are you still putting out new music while you're at this position?
I am. I actually got a record coming on February 10th. It's myself featuring Jim Jones and Jacque. It's called Making Plays.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, video shot and everything. Shout out to Jimmy.
So you got a whole rollout about to happen. So
it's going down.
You going to change your clothes? You got different clothes for rapper clothes?
I'm just, you know
what I mean? Or is this your new rapper clothes look? I'm just trying to figure it out.
Nah, man. When I go to work, man, I dress appropriately. I'm not going in there, you know what I mean, doing too much.
What was the moment that it clicked where you was like, nah, I want a job. I want to go to a place. I want to work.
I always wanted to elevate in the game, man. You know, if you look at most of the greats, they went into that space. You know what I'm saying? They started out where they started out at, which was coming from the hood, coming from the ghetto where we come from. They moved into the industry part as an artist. Then they were able to elevate on into the executive side of the game. So I was always inspired by those kind of guys, you know what I'm saying, who did that, like Jay-Z and a couple of others who were able to do it and not compromise who they were. Mm-hmm. But I always wanted to eventually go into being an executive. I've been trying to do it for a while, and I finally was successful at doing it. So shout out to TuneCore, man. I'm appreciative.
He is the head of hip-hop, Papoose. I'm sure we're going to see you again when this music come out.
Yes, man. Head of hip-hop, TuneCore. We're doing a lot of seminars. I'm going to be in South by Southwest talking to some artists around March 2nd. We got a great event, branding experts, people such as myself just coming out there spreading knowledge. And we're giving the L.A. artists also the same opportunity to come out and ask questions and interact. We're not really doing it as a panel. It's just going to be like, we're going to be mingling
informal
in.
Gathering.
Yeah, informal hanging out. You know, we all on the same level. Nobody's better than nobody. Passing knowledge. I'm doing the same thing in Europe.
Yep.
So I got like a lot of dates where I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling, just spreading that real word and inspiring artists.
So really, you're the TuneCore worldwide ambassador
yeah,
for hip-hop.
Let's
part
keep
of it real.
That's definitely one part piece. Of the job description.
That's dope. Yo, give it up one time to brother Papoose.
Yes. Yes,
thank you
man.
For coming by, man. Congratulations, man.
Appreciate
this is
it,
man. Now you got a whole other 30 years. Like, people don't think about that, man. It's a whole other lifetime.
Nah, I love it, man. And I definitely want to, you know, people like yourself, I want to learn from you because you've been behind the scenes for a while. So whatever knowledge you could pass down,
of course.
I'm all ears.
Yeah, gotcha. Maybe he has to sit there blocking people's, you know, just getting people's albums pulled, blocking people's whole careers.
Really, fam?
I'm
really.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I just heard someone on the internet say that.
I want to do commercial.
Do a commercial for the podcast.
Like, he wants us to do this commercial for the podcast.
Like what? Like I say, like, my name is Barack.
Yeah, my name is Danny.
And when does the show come out?
Every Wednesday.
What kind of podcast is it? What company?
I don't know. He's f***ing around.
Current events, comedy.
No, it's a hot
97 podcast.
Yes.
Hot 97. Blazing hip hop and R&B. Podcast too.
And then that's the commercial.
One listen and you'll be glad to know we don't ever plan to stop. Bad Business with Barack and Daniel.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!